From the City of Angels off the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later this hour, open lines. Next hour, witness to Roswell with an incredible story, absolutely riveting. But here's what's happening. Horrified spectators at SeaWorld in Orlando. A SeaWorld killer whale snatches a trainer off a poolside platform in its jaws and thrash the woman around underwater, killing her in front of this horrified audience. It marked the third time that this animal had been involved in a human death. Distraught, audience members were hustled out of the stadium immediately. The park was closed. A 40-year-old trainer, Dawn Brencho, was one of the park's most experienced. She was rubbing the whale after a noontime show when the 12,000-pound whale grabbed her and pulled her in. It was not clear if she drowned or died from the thrashing. Because of its size and the previous deaths, trainers were not supposed to get into the water with it, and only about a dozen of the park's 29 trainers worked with him. Brancho had more experience with the 30-year-old whale than most. Two witnesses told the Orlando Sentinel that the whale grabbed the woman by the upper arm and tossed her around in its mouth while swimming rapidly around the tank. A Brazilian tourist and his girlfriend were at an underwater viewing area when they suddenly saw a whale with a person in its mouth. A SeaWorld spokesperson says the whale was one of three orcas blamed for killing a trainer in 1991 after the woman lost her balance and fell into the pool at Sealand of the Pacific near Victoria, British Columbia. The orca was also involved in a 1999 death when the body of a man who had sneaked by SeaWorld security was found draped over him. The man either jumped, fell, or was pulled into the frigid water and died of hypothermia, though he was also bruised and scratched by the whale. There'll be more on the story in the days to come, no doubt, about these animals held in captivity and how safe they really are. For more than a week, Rhea Ramkissoon watched as her one-year-old son simply wasted away, denied food and water because the older woman she lived with said it was God's will. Javon Thompson was possessed by an evil spirit, she was told, because he didn't say amen during a mealtime prayer. Javon didn't talk much. He was only 1 year old. On the day that he died, Ramkissoon, the mother, was told to nurture him back to life. She mashed up some carrots and tried to feed the boy, but obviously he wasn't able to swallow. Ramkissoon also put her hands on his chest to confirm that his heart had stopped beating. She and several other people knelt down and prayed that he would rise from the dead. For weeks afterward, Ramkissoon spent much of her time in a room with her son's emaciated body, talking to him, dancing around him, even pouring water on him. She thought she could bring him back. Ramkissoon told the tale of her son's death from the witness stand on Wednesday at the trial of the woman that she says told her not to feed the boy. Queen Antoinette was the leader of a small religious cult, according to police and prosecutors. And she faces murder charges alongside her daughter, Trivia, and another follower. The three are acting as their own attorney. A bill recently introduced to the U.S. Senate, it's called the Dietary Supplement Safety Act of 2010 by Senators John McCain and Byron Dorgan, possibly the most direct assault on natural health freedom that we have seen for some time. If passed into law, this bill would require all dietary supplement manufacturers, distributors, and holders all the way down to the retail store level to be comprehensively registered. It would also allow for the arbitrary banning of nutritional supplements by the FDA whenever they wanted to, and the introduction of what could be deceitful reporting of adverse events related to them. The legislation effectively gives the FDA carte blanche to do whatever it wishes in regards to natural supplements. In a moment, alternative energy practitioner Dr. Robin Falkov joins us on this bizarre story. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has left the George Washington University Hospital after suffering a minor heart attack 2 days earlier. Cheney did cancel his appearance Friday at a breakfast scheduled as a reunion for former Bush administration officials. Former President George W. Bush and Cheney were supposed to reunite there in their very first face-to-face meeting since leaving the White House. Dick Cheney has now had 5 heart attacks, first one starting when he was 37 years old. Sales of new homes plunged to a record low in January, underscoring the challenges facing the housing industry as it tries to recover from the worst slump in decades. The Commerce Department reported that new home sales dropped 11.2% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual sales pace of just 309,000 units, the lowest level on record going back nearly a half a century. The drop was a surprise to economists. They thought it was going to have a 5% increase over December. Toyota CEO Akio Toyoda apologized to the United States and millions of American Toyota owners for safety lapses that have led to deaths and widespread recalls. Unimpressed lawmakers blistered the world's largest automaker with accusations of greed and insensitivity. Toyota has recalled 8.5 million vehicles, mostly to fix problems with floor mats trapping gas pedals or with pedals getting stuck. Chrysler will replace a front airbag sensor in more than 350,000 minivans starting in June. Chrysler's safety improvement campaign covers all of these 2005 to 2006 Chrysler Town and Country and Dodge Grand Caravan minivans, including 259,000 in the United States, 72,000 of them in Canada. The move comes after Chrysler found one of the front airbag crash sensors could crack under some environmental conditions and allow water to enter the sensor, and that could cause the sensor to become inoperative. That's not good. And General Motors will close its Hummer division after efforts to sell it to a Chinese concern could not be completed. Scientists have discovered an area of the North Atlantic Ocean where plastic debris accumulates. Now, the region is said to compare with the well-documented Great Pacific Garbage Patch. That's something that looks like an island floating around out there, all full of plastic, everything you can imagine. Karen Lavender Law of the Sea Education Association says the issue of plastics has largely become ignored in the Atlantic. It's a very big polluting problem. And by the way, a powerful storm dumping a foot or more of snow on the northeast. More coming, knocking out power to thousands, stalling air traffic from Boston to Philadelphia. It's a mess. New York's getting hit as well. In a moment, Dr. Robin Falkov joins us. We'll talk about this push to control supplements. That's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. We'll have open lines for you at the half this hour. As we were talking about, this Dietary Supplement Safety Act introduced into the U.S. Senate, if it passes, it would require all dietary supplement manufacturers, distributors, and holders all the way down to the retail level to be registered. It also gives the FDA carte blanche to do whatever they really want to do with natural supplements. Dr. Robin Falkov has practiced homeopathy for more than 25 years, a licensed doctor of oriental medicine, and here she is on Coast to Coast. Robin, this is like what they did in Europe, isn't it?
It most certainly is, George. It's everything that we've been worried about coming to pass. And what is happening here, the bill that McCain has sponsored is going to repeal the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which was passed in 1994. And everything that was in the marketplace in dietary supplements up until that time has been covered. And then there was language added that we could make statements about the efficacy of these supplements, and that as long as something was natural and not chemically altered, it could be sold as a supplement. Now, he's looking to repeal this and getting mileage based on misinformation about football players using steroid-like substances. Mm-hmm. Now, am I missing something here? Because it boggles my mind. Why cannot the FDA manage to make sure that these steroids, which are so horribly toxic, are not available, and yet they're going to come after supplements? I mean, they can't do the job with steroids.
Now, what does this do to those of us who go out and buy turmeric and garlic capsules and all the things that we think we need to, you know, reduce cholesterol, keep the old heart ticking, reduce inflammation? What will happen? Will the FDA really have the right to say, no more?
That is what this bill will do. It will give them the right. It will broaden their ability to restrict our access. McCain has made exaggerated statements about the many deaths from nutritional supplements. And we have an organization, the Alliance for Natural Health, which now has a branch in Washington, D.C., and they're affiliated with the group that's in London, which has done extraordinary work. But they're covering everything and addressing his misstatements. And in 2008, they couldn't find any reported death from nutritional supplements. Now, what has the FDA done for Vioxx, for Bakall, for thalidomide, which is now having a new use application that it's being given for? How long does it take to remove, you know, these horribly deadly drugs, crippling?
In the meantime, they let aspartame stay on the market. The fluoride continues to get poured into our water supply and toothpaste and everything else. What are they doing about stuff like that?
Well, George, sometime I'd like to really give you the timeline, which goes into when Prozac was put out there, you know, and the coordinates with other supplements that got attacked, and they're not doing anything. The waste product fluoride has a brilliant marketing strategy where they are able to sell at a profit a toxic substance that they would have to pay to remove.
Now, Robin, what about the simple multiple vitamin and minerals? Would that be under control by the FDA as well?
Yes. What they have been talking about is a recommended upper level allowance. They change the language all the time, George. So it's, you know, just to have something different and keep people confused and think that something went away. So they're talking about safety levels. For example, of beta carotene, that would be the equivalent of half a carrot. You know, eating half a carrot. They've made vitamin C above 200 milligrams illegal in some countries in Europe. And what will ultimately happen? I mean, here they're talking about chemically altered substances. The synthetic supplements do not have the same bioavailability. So what happens, it's a win-win situation for pharma because they will sell more product for people trying to get a therapeutic effect.
I had a friend who had an allergy a couple months ago. He goes to the drugstore to get something over the counter. I'm not going to give the brand name. And they said, you can only buy one and we need your ID. And he went, what? And he said, yeah, you can only buy one and we need your ID. He said, why? He said, it's part of our new Homeland Security Act. And you know, it's done by, you know, it's being controlled by, you know, the FDA and everything else. People apparently this is where some of the abuses come in. This particular over-the-counter, that's not even a prescription, but this over-the-counter medicine is being used in methamphetamine.
Yeah.
And apparently kids will come in and buy boxes of the stuff. Well, you can't do that anymore. I did not know that until he was telling me what had happened to him. Now, behind this act, is Big Pharma trying to control this? Who's trying to control this?
Oh, gosh, yes. Big Pharma is trying to control this. What our listeners need to keep in mind is that there is a revolving door between the FDA bureaucracy, the Big Pharma bureaucracy, and our own government. So they change positions as CEO of a big pharma corporation. Then they're on the boards with the FDA that oh my God, the powers that they have now for how they assess the efficacy of supplements, I mean, and if this McCain bill goes through, it will be a nightmare, because obviously the goal is drugs, you know, drugs or make supplements available by prescription. And who is the biggest contributor to our politicians?
Yep. Big Pharma.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder, am I the only one? Is everyone else seeing the emperor wearing clothes when he's naked? It just boggles my mind. It's the ultimate doublespeak.
Why John McCain? I would not have thought of him to introduce this. Now, he did along with Brian Dorgan, but why John McCain?
I can't answer that.
It's strange.
I have no idea why they would pick him, and perhaps he is buying the nonsense he was given about the whole sports aspect, but he has made misstatements about his own bill. So, you know, there were recommendations, please, Senator, read your bill or have it, you know, in another form so you will not be misspeaking about what it's doing.
Robin, can people be foolish and overdo supplements? Can they OD on supplements?
Well, you can OD on water.
Yeah, you can get killed drinking too much water.
Yeah, and you know how I am. I'm very conservative. With my patients, I make sure that I do a thorough history. And you have to review everything for over-the-counter for everything. But, you know, we do have the rights as intelligent citizens of this country to make up our own mind if we have access to information. You know, that's what Health Freedom Rights is all about.
And what's so amazing, most of these supplements are what pharmaceutical drugs have been derived from.
Yes.
You know, whether, you know, the aspirin comes from the willow bark, for example, milk thistle. They use ingredients like that to help your liver. They turn them into drugs when, if people really knew this, for pennies, they could go and take care of themselves.
Well, there was the red yeast rice court case where a pharmaceutical company brought the case against a nutritional supplement manufacturer, because red yeast rice is very effective for lowering cholesterol.
Exactly.
And that is where the, you know, the statin drugs are derived from, many of them. They didn't want the competition. And at that time, we were fortunate that the judge was conscious and said, are you crazy? What do you want me to do? You know, eliminate access to food next? Make it illegal?
This is strange stuff. So what's the direction of this act?
The direction is we can all contact our senators. I've contacted mine for New Mexico. I'm in direct contact with Senator Udall's office. I will be following up with them to find out what they have explored and what their position will be. But I made sure I sent you the information. I called them. I have posted this. I've discussed this on my own radio show. This is very important. We don't want to wake up and find out, oh gosh, you know, we thought it was all taken care of, and now we've lost our rights to this.
Well, we got to fight this, Robin. This is wrong.
Yeah, and I thank you so much for focusing so much attention on this.
Well, people deserve to be able to help themselves if they want to, and especially people who can't afford prescription drugs. You know, not everybody is lucky enough to be able to do that. And, you know, by going and doing some alternative things and taking care of yourself, that should be a God-given right, don't you think?
I think so. We are able to make our own decisions. And for me, it is the utmost criminal act to not allow us to have access to the information that we need to make informed decisions.
How about your website? What is it?
HealthFreedomRights.com. I have links there for people to connect with their senators and tell them, do not support Senator McCain's bill.
All right. Thanks very much, Dr. Robin Falkoff. Now, when I come back, we're going to have some open lines for you for the rest of this hour. Here are the phone numbers. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line is 818-501-4721. The wild card line is 818-501-4109. And for those of you who are by your computer, here's your Skype number, George97313. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment with Open Lines right here on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, Tom Carey, Don Schmidt join us, witness to Roswell. They'll be bringing with them a witness, a crew member of the flight that apparently flew the alien bodies out of Roswell. Fascinating program. I can't wait. I'll be back in a moment, though, with Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast Open Lines this hour before we bring in Tom Carey and Don Schmidt and the witness. As we talk about witness to Roswell, let's us go to Miami, Florida. Bob's there on the Skype line. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, George, the Skype line is great. I love calling on Skype. It's affordable. It's an awesome platform.
And the quality is fantastic.
Yeah, I actually host my own radio show using Skype on the internet, George.
Super. Good for you. How long have you been doing that, Bobby?
Well, I've been hosting radio in Miami since I was 16 years old. I started listening to Coast when I was about 11. And since then, I've been an enthusiastic broadcaster. I did my first show on a brokered radio station where I sold the ads and I got to do the radio show. And now I've moved mostly to the internet, and I'm an activist. So that's kind of why I wanted to call you tonight, George.
All right, go ahead.
A little bit about one of these stories that we're covering, which is the HIV equals AIDS fraud. There's a lot of misnomers about HIV and it being the cause of AIDS and whatnot. And my co-host has produced a film called HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. And basically what's happening is we had a lady who came on our show recently and she was told that she had 6 months to live in 1999 and that she was tested HIV positive and that, you know, she had full-blown AIDS as a result. And basically she was taking her AZT, which is the medication, and this kind of touches on some of the pharmaceutical issues that we have in our country with, with the big pharmaceutical companies. But they give them these medications, tell them that they're treating this AIDS, and she went from having very mild symptoms when she was told she had full-blown AIDS to gradually getting worse and worse and worse until she stopped taking all of her medication. I'm not a doctor, so I don't want anybody to necessarily take my advice on this, but I want people to do their own research. And she stopped taking the medication. 10 years later, George, she's in full health. She's miraculously recovered from her health gradually declining. Her name is Carrie Stokely. She's outspoken. There's several films on this. And if I can quickly give out my website,
yeah,
George,
go ahead.
Share.
Go ahead.
It's theylie.com. They're not telling the truth. Theylie.com. Thanks, George.
And look at Magic Johnson. I mean, he's still going and going and going. Next up, let's go to West Lafayette, Indiana. Randy, your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Randy.
Hi. George, I wanted to make some comments in regards to Robin. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, if they would want to jump in and control supplements, for myself, I disagree with that, much like you. However, if they do want to do that, what I feel they really should do is do it for everything. And that encompasses, just as the organization is called, the Food and Drug Association, they need to make sure that food additives, whether it be aspartame, food coloring, food preservatives, everything, is absolutely 100% proven to be safe. That goes to hydrogenated fats that we consume. That goes to fast food, what they put in the food, the people that eat at restaurants. So I think we all know what.
Well, they won't do that, Randy. They won't do that because they've approved most of those ingredients that has been put in the food in the first place. You know,
that's my point. They have done exactly what they should not do, George.
Yep.
They have approved these additives to be placed in food when, on the other hand, there's proven medical evidence that those same food additives are harmful or safe.
I'll tell you one thing. Don't take MSG. Stay away from that, too. Look at the labels, and if it's in there, just pass on the product. Don't take it. Trust me. Let's go to San Juan Capistrano in the California region. Let's go to you, Johnny, on the wild card line. Hey, Johnny.
Hello. And hello to my son in Fox Lake, who's a regular listener.
Well, hello to him. What is his name?
His name is John. John the Fourth.
All right.
I got up through to you once before. I recently heard, as a matter of fact, on the news just before you came on the local station, KFI, they're thinking about mandating flu shots for everybody in the country.
Amazing. They don't stop, do they?
No, they don't. And, you know, I'm the former boxcar riding ham radio operator that now plays music here in San Juan Capistrano. And my son wants me to get him a subscription to your newsletter.
Okay, do that.
This is amazing. I've gotten through twice, and, you know, I've been listening to Art Bell since 1996, I believe.
In the beginning.
Talk to him on ham radio from out in the desert. But Lord of mercy, my son will be squealing like a pig, and he's a young man, 39 years old.
Now, how old does that make you?
16. Good. He was born in 1971.
You're still a puppy.
Oh, yeah. And about the abstinence from all drugs. My liver has recovered. My last liver function, my liver's back to normal.
Good for you.
They told me 15 years ago that I had hepatitis. I was in bad shape. I said, well, you know, do you want to live and play your music, or do you want to go downhill? And I gave up everything, including they told me, quit taking psychotropic drugs. You're going to develop tardive dyskinesia real bad. And that's, I took the advice. I take nothing.
And you cured yourself?
Oh, no, the Lord God did it, brother.
Well, you know what? That's a pretty good attitude. But your body helped out a lot there, too. Thanks, Johnny. Next up, we go to Appleton, Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. It's Kevin's turn. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
All right, a little subject, a little different matter, but I thought it's important for people to know that in these changing times, and I don't mean a climate gate or anything, to be in tune with nature. There's an old teaching, and I found it to be true, and it can be easily researched, that if there's ever sea whales that beach themselves or do anything peculiar, within days there's a natural disaster. And I didn't know if anyone has heard of that. It's old Native American teaching.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you've heard of that.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Also, of course, if there's any sonar problems or things, that causes that too. But you're right. When there's some kind of an event happening, look out. Now, these orcas that went, this one that went nuts today at SeaWorld in Orlando, I thought for a split second maybe there's something going on. Because people were saying he just didn't look like he was acting right. But I'm not sure, because some of the others were fine. Are you there?
So that's just what I wanted to just say. I'm glad you heard about that, but how important it is to be in tune with nature, because it'll tell us, you know, a lot on a spiritual level, and just even on a level to just observe creation as it was, you know, as it should be. And so I'm glad you know about that, and I just wanted to share that.
Yes, we are well informed. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Lester in Tampa, Florida, first-time caller. Lester, hello there. Good morning over there.
Good morning, George. How are you doing?
Good.
I want to talk about our president that we have in the office right now at this time.
All right. What are we going to say?
I'm going to exercise your brain a little bit. How do you think he was voted in the office when he would not show his birth certificate?
Hey, you're asking me. This is something I talked about a year ago.
I understand that. You're a well-educated man. I would just like your opinion on it.
Look, here's the biggest problem McCain should have done. Of course, McCain was born in Panama City, but at that time, you know, it was on the U.S. portion of a base, so they kind of got him in. But if I were running against Barack Obama in a debate, I would show up, and the first thing I would say to the media and the people in the audience, oh, by the way, here's my birth certificate. I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and President Obama, where's yours? And I don't mean what has been on the internet. Bottom line is, nobody challenged it. Nobody went after him for it. And I'm talking about the Republican Party. Nobody made it a major campaign issue. Now, they will probably change things in 2012. You may have to, you know, get the election commission to certify everything before you become the candidate. But it wasn't an issue. Nobody made it an issue. It came big time after the fact. Let's go to Marina Del Rey in California, west of the Rockies. Hello, Bill.
Hey, George. Love your show.
Thank you.
Been listening to you since before you were on. What do you call it?
That's a long time.
Yeah. Hey, I have a problem with something. I get cramps in my legs every now and then when I go to sleep. A friend of mine recommended me this thing to take for my legs. And it seems like the only way that you can get it nowadays is in ginger ale or I think Canada Dry. They don't even...
What is it? What's the supplement? Or what is it?
Your guess, I'm sure you could probably figure out what it is. I asked the pharmacist about it. He says you can only get it by prescription now.
Huh. Well, are you talking about cramps? Muscle cramps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is right. What you need to take. This is simple. I'm not a doctor. But go to your drugstore.
Uh-huh.
It's in the supplement section. Go get coenzyme Q10. That's what it's called, all right? CoQ10.
Okay.
It's a supplement. It costs more than the other supplements. Sometimes you can find some of these bottled companies that'll give you 2-for-1, for example. But it'll work for you.
I just figured out what it was. It was quinine.
Okay.
They don't sell that anymore with the counter.
No, I don't think you get that on the counter. But try the Q10. It'll work for you.
Right, the Q10.
And it's also good for your heart. Let's go to Tanya in British Columbia on the international line. Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that I stopped taking that MSG and all that Sucrose stuff.
Yep, and I bet you feel better.
I feel like $1 million, and I've totally got my diabetes under control.
Good for you.
But I just wanted to thank you for all the info that you give because it really helps.
You know, our rule of thumb, if we can help one person, just one, it's worth it.
Well, you definitely did that.
All right, good.
Thanks.
Short and sweet. Michael, Skype line, Long Beach, California. Hey, Michael, go for it.
Hey, George, how are you?
Okay.
Hey, I'd like to have two topics, actually. Art Bell is the reason I got married.
what did he do?
He said, and I was sitting here in the a dark moment in my house all by myself, and he said, you know, I married this girl from the Philippines, and he had this extraordinary story, and my friend had been trying to set me up with his wife's sister in the Philippines, and I thought, you know, it's too far away. I can't do this. And then I heard Art Bell say that he did it, and I thought, you know, if he can do it at his age, after what happened to him and Ramona, I can take a chance, and I did it. I flew to the Philippines. I met this girl. I flew her back on a fiancé visa about 6 months later, and we're married, and we've been happily married for 2.5 years at this point.
What a great story.
Isn't that awesome?
Yep, it sure is.
You know, my second thing that I actually called in about is I got out of the stock market completely, and I bought silver bars. I actually bought a lot of 10-ounce silver bars, and I'm just wondering, do you have any idea where the silver and gold is going to go with this economy going crazy?
We have had some experts on the program that think that silver and gold will go through the roof. Through the roof. I mean, I had one person on just a few days ago who talked about silver going up to $600 an ounce.
Wow.
I mean, that's an incredible run from where it is right now.
I could buy my dream house in Montana at that point.
Assuming it goes up the right way, you sure can.
Thanks, George.
All right, Michael. Let's go next to Nashville, Tennessee. First-time caller is Marty. Hey, Marty, how are you?
Hey, George, I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay, all is well.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thanks.
I have a question. Have you spoken with any of your experts previously regarding energy drinks and potential health concerns? I'm a musician, and a lot of my friends and I sometimes have to rely on energy drinks for long drives home and in the next day. And I'm concerned sometimes that, you know, we're polluting our system with some chemicals and things that may have repercussions.
You got to be very, very careful. You have to be very careful. Watch out for those that are packed with sugar and stuff like that, and also caffeine. I have sworn off all caffeine now. I've never been a coffee drinker. I used to drink a lot of iced tea, and there's a lot of caffeine in iced tea as well, and I stopped. You know, every once in a while you get a heartbeat out of that would pop out of rhythm, and that's just weird. It's a weird feeling. And so I just stopped drinking iced tea, and, you know, the little palpitations all went away, and that's the way it's been for a long time. Let's go to Texas City, and guess where that is? That's in Texas. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, good evening. Thank you so much for this wonderful show. I want to share with you very quickly. I got my stepfather out of the nursing home because they were toxifying his body. He was whispering to me on the phone that he knew he was dying. I got the list of meds, double anti-inflammatories, things that got him to the point where he couldn't eat or drink and barely speak, and got him out of there. And they were still shoving those pills down his throat, even though the contraindication or the downside of the medication was if patient cannot eat or drink or speak, cease medications. You see, this goes on. This is like a murder mill.
So you got him out, though. How is it?
Believe it or not, he feels like $1 million now.
Isn't that amazing?
And I got him on the vitamins and herbals, the therapies. I think we need to start our own religion on herbal alternative therapies. And this might be your calling, George.
You never know.
And I'm the first one to sign up. And this way, it'll circumvent that they cannot deny us our access if we really do study this religiously. Okay?
I could come out and do a show, the Herb of the Day show.
Thank you. I'll be the first one to sign up.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. April 1st, by the way, is coming up. We're working on a special program with some chefs because, you know, we may change the name of the show to Toast to Toast and do a full-time cooking show on April 1st. It may start. Just want to let you know and prepare you for that. Let's go to Frank, Honolulu, Hawaii. Hey, Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, George, I'd like to just say that you do a grave disservice to your listeners by having cranks on, like that guy earlier who said HIV doesn't cause AIDS. It does, and that's a fact. It's a medical fact. And I like it better, your show better, when you have real scientists on, real doctors.
Well, he wasn't a guest. Like he was a caller, just like you are.
He was a caller. Okay.
That's a big difference. Big difference.
Right, but nobody... I mean, I didn't hear you setting them straight. I heard you sort of agree.
Well, I'm not a doctor to set them straight.
Well, but doctors do. It's a fact that HIV causes AIDS.
It's also a fact that a lot of people who have had HIV are still doing better than people have said they would do.
And it doesn't affect, not everyone gets it. People get it in varying degrees,
but
it does
cause. Keep in mind, if callers call, they have a chance to air their views.
I didn't know he wasn't a caller.
Okay.
But the other lady earlier who was a homeopathic doctor, that's also, homeopathy is bogus. There are some people in England. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, you still there? People in England a few weeks ago, there's a group that's protesting homeopathy in general. They're not government. They're not related to the government or anything like that, and they stage an overdose in. They overdosed on homeopathic medicine, and their point is that they can drink this stuff by the pint, and nothing happens to them. They don't get sick.
Well, as she just said, she said people can overdo supplements as well. Look, I happen to be a believer in alternative medicine. You know, I think the American medical system with doctors, it's very good. There's some great practitioners out there, but I have been a believer all my life that there are alternative ways you could take care of yourself, build up your body's immune function. I haven't had a flu vaccine since I can remember. My folks probably took me to get one or two when I was a kid. I've never taken one in my adult life. I've never had the flu. I better knock on wood, though. Alternative medicine, I think, is still very important. And the biggest importance of all of it is people need to be able to decide on their own. Back in a moment, the Witness to Roswell is next on Coast to Coast AM.